Today on our Tennessee State Parks tour, we're at Pickwick Landing State Park, and we've come over to the lodge to hang out with our friend Beth Pippin from Hardin County. You tell us all about the hotspots, okay? We want to know from the locals, what should we do while we're in Hardin County, Beth?
Let's make it easier for you. Give us the top three hotspots.
Okay, narrow it down.
Pickwick Landing State Park.
Already here?
Oh, yes. It's beautiful here on the lake with the boating, the fishing, kayaking, canoeing, pontooning. We've got it all. And then, of course, we also have a national park. Shiloh National Military Park is just 10 miles down the road. Lots of history there, as well as the trees and the wildlife and ranger-led activities.
So where should we eat while we're here?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Well, the state park has just remodeled the lodge and the restaurant. It's kind of, the inside looks kind of like a riverboat, the way the tables are set up in the balcony. Mm-hmm. Right across the dam is the outpost. That's mm-hmm. a fun little place with
been
barbecue.
Good, awesome.
Good. You've got Haggie's Catfish. That's been here for 80-something years.
I have heard all about Haggie's. You got to go there to get catfish.
Oh, yeah. That's
world
what
famous.
Famous for
yeah.
is the catfish. And then there's all kinds of restaurants. Freddy T's, the Rib Cage. There's so many restaurants.
If somebody comes to town and says, Beth, we got to do one thing this weekend. We're staying at the state park. What is the one thing that is just you're going to be like that wow moment?
Well, at the state park, definitely get out and see the water. You can rent the kayaks, you can rent pontoons, you can rent the paddle boards, whatever. Fall has been a perfect time of a year. We've got such nice weather still going on here in fall.
Yeah, by the way, the trees right behind you,
oh, my
there's
goodness.
A tree that has yellows and greens and the reds are popping. If you're looking for colors, come to Hardin County. You're going to get them right now.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful right now. We have lots of hiking trails, of course, here at the state park and then through Shiloh. We have a program in our county called Fit as a Fiddle. We have a champion fiddler here, Wayne Gerrells. So we played off of that and created a hiking trail to stay fit as a fiddle.
Oh, how cute. This is also, speaking of music history, this is the home of Daryl Worley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, country star. I miss my friend. Have you forgotten?
Oh, yes. He's been a wonderful spokesperson for our county. Of course, he has his foundation here. At the hospital, we have the Daryl Worley Cancer Treatment Center. His foundation has raised money to build that. They're all the time helping out the veterans. The school system, we have a program called Leader in Me, and he supports that.
Wow.
He's done so much for our area with the concerts that he puts on. He just gives back so much.
Awesome. And the other aspect, besides catfish, we have to talk about cannonballs. You're going to get some of that at Shiloh National Military Park, but also Cherry Mansion's another great historical place to visit.
Cherry Mansion in downtown Savannah, right on the banks of the river, is where Grant stayed when the battle broke out at Shiloh. He was having breakfast, and it was interrupted.
Great.
So that anniversary is every April.
Oh,
and
cool.
Our office does a breakfast with the generals. General Grant and General Beauregard come and tell stories, and we serve biscuits and tour the mansion.
Awesome.
It's one of our favorite events.
That's cool.
Excellent. So there's always family-friendly events going on in Hardin County throughout the year.
Oh, yes. A lot around the water. Of course, Daryl Worley does his music on the water. That's every Labor Day. Here at the State Park, we have the 4th of July fireworks show. We have a lot of Christmas things coming up that may look a little different this year, but still, all the lights throughout the State Park, the lights on Christmas on Main and downtown Savannah is just beautiful. They make such beautiful pictures for everyone to get out and see.
So how can folks start planning their Hardin County adventure?
Well, just go to tourhardincounty.org, my website, or follow us on Facebook, Tour Hardin County.
So I found out that you guys, your proximity to Alabama and Mississippi, I guess I didn't pull out the map to quite realize they're right there. You're like right on the top of each other. So somebody was telling me there's a spot
on the lakeside.
That we call Tenna Alisippi. You can go out in your boat and drop anchor and be in three states all at the same time.
Fine. You stay in Tennessee. I'm going to swim over here to Alabama.
Deny the laws of physics. Be in three places at once in Hardin County. Come visit Hardin County and Pickwick Landing State Park. What's the website again, Beth?
TourHardinCounty.org.
Awesome.
Check it out. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank y'all. I'm glad y'all are here.